Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Yeah, the BRICS summit is a go, and all that I know so far is that Vladimir Putin decided not to come a couple of weeks ago, and I saw a lot of blue light convoys today. That's my entire experience of this thing. Do we care, Christelle?
Sure. Yes and no.
Okay, here we go.
So I think any other year, we as like the general South Africans would care much less. Certainly this year, there's been a lot of attention regarding the BRICS summit specifically because of Putin, because of Russia. I think a lot of people, for a lot of people, it's a no. Want weet jy, hierdie idees is seker like in die lug idees. Jy praat oor wêreldmagte en politiek en is partykeer moeilik om te sien wat is die relevantie in my daaglikse lewe.
Ja.
En ek dink tog daar is relevantie. So if we just look at things linked to these geopolitical forces and developments that have been affecting us. The price of grain and the price of fuel, for example. So we've seen that post the invasion of Russia in Ukraine, the war, the Black Sea grain access has been blocked off. Skielik is graan 'n groot probleem reg oor die wêreld.
Ja, it's true.
Ja, en ons het reg gekry om diplomatieke hoofpynne te vermy met Putin wat kom. Maar Rusland het byvoorbeeld gesê, ek dink daar's 5 Afrika lande aan wie hulle gratis graan sal gee, gratis. Ons is nie een van daai lande nie. Ons het mense wat honger is. So nou skielik sit en kyk jy na 'n politieke storie wat implikasies het vir menseregte, byvoorbeeld in Oekraïne. En mens begin wonder maar hoe hoog heilig gaan ons wees as mense honger is. So that's one thing. We've also seen post the invasion, we've seen the price of fuel skyrocket and be very unstable. So there is a ripple effect.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at a diesel price increase of 2.40 rand a litre.
Yeah. We're looking at infrastructure in South Africa that is crumbling when we're not in a good state. The Chinese, for example, have been spending massively in infrastructure, in technology. So skielik begin mens wonder, jy weet, hoe pragmaties gaan ons wees in terme van, weet Suid-Afrika se stil diplomatieke benadering tot nou toe. It can be very frustrating, but there could be merit in it.
En luister, Cyril Ramaphosa het gisteraand die land toegespreek nou oor wat beslis hulle wil regkry by die BRICS-beraad en so voort. En hy het ook gesê daar is meer as 20 ander lande wat ook aansoek gedoen het om by BRICS aan te sluit. En dit is vir my nogal redelik positief dat daar ander lande ook nou hierdie path wil volg.
Ja, en dis in die konteks van soos wat BRICS op die oomblik staan, hierdie groepering van Brazil, Rusland, Indië, Suid-Afrika, China, ek dink dis die 5, ja, dis waarvoor BRICS staan, verteenwoordig klaar 42% van die wêreldse bevolking. Maar die kenners sê ook vir ons, dis nie die 42% van die wêreldse bevolking wat veel seggenskap het nie, wat veel mag het nie. So hierdie idee van ons, this idea of we're going to be a counter to Western and American and European politics and forces, is it viable yet? And they're not convinced yet. Maar kan jy getalle daar kry, so die hele Afrika byvoorbeeld. En ja, so dis ook om dit interessant sal wees om te sien, is daar 'n manier vir ander om aan te sluit? Ek weet nie hoeveel keer gaan die naam nog verander nie, want was aanvanklik net BRIC. En toe kom ons by, soos
BRICS. Yeah, and then we became the BRICS, so like, and then we'll add members as and when we go. It's just going to be interesting to see what comes out of 3 days of, you know, 3 days doesn't feel like a lot of time to have enough meetings to talk about the entirety of everything.
Exactly. It absolutely doesn't. And also, what is the potential impact for this for die man op straat? Like, how is BRICS, the 3 days of BRICS, going to change my life?
No. Well, look, so on the 3 days, so there was a ministerial summit that preceded this.
Yeah,
there's
look,
a, yeah, and there's a lot of sideline business events.
It's not just the 5 dudes sitting in a room. They're sort of the side part. There'll be lots of other meetings and lots of other people involved and so on. It's just, you know, on the feedback we get by the end of the week, it's going to be interesting to know if there's anything that's going to sort of affect us directly quickly.
Nee, for sure. In line with what you said, Roz, and I think it's hoor jy sê Rob, weet, skielik word daar baie geverf en reggemaak. Ons het letterlik 'n hele presidentiële rede gestrand gehad om te sê gedra jouself. Wees
please
nice.
Behave, we've got visitors.
Listen, wees nice.
Guys, we know it's a mess at home, this house is chaos, but please, there are people coming. Gedra vir julle net. Okay, we'll do it for 3 days.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.